Hello and welcome to a very special episode of So I'm Writing a Novel. If this is your very first episode of the podcast, it'll be kind of weird. I mean, good luck if you want to listen to this first, but I would recommend going back to episode number one. And in fact, you could get away with just listening to number one, then coming back to this. You wouldn't have to listen to like every episode all the way up to this one to get it. Anyway, recently I was chatting with a friend about what I'm doing with New Age Sword and Sorcery magazine and having fun getting into all the nitty gritty of what it's been like working with the artists and the authors and my wonderful staff on the magazine. And that friend said, "Oh, cool. Yeah, no, that all sounds really neat. By the way, are you still writing the novel?" And this made me think, oh dear. Oh dear. I bet there's other people wondering that too. The answer is yes, I am still writing the novel. I currently have 447 pages of outlining notes across two standard size moleskins. I've also got an expanded size moleskin queued up to take me through the remainder of outlining, editing, and whatever form the publishing process takes. A brief refresher. Untitled Sword and Sorcery Novel is a short story cycle, meaning it's a series in linear time following a single character of short stories. And actually, one of them is going to be novella length, but you get the idea. It follows approximately 16-17 odd years of the adventuring career and travels of a big, burly northern barbarian woman by the name of Vo. The stories are grouped loosely into four quarters, each representing very different periods in Vo's life, and quarters 2, 3, and 4 are pretty strongly inspired by particular sword and sorcery authors from the classic canon. The first quarter is a bit more nebulous in its influences as it follows Vo trying to become a quote-unquote hero like the ones in stories she was raised on, and by the end she's become a far more amoral sword and sorcery character. Vo has a very loose, overarching quest to find and kill a particular wizard whose import is made clear in the very first story, but I intentionally wrote this book as if it's kind of what's called a stitch-up, where any given story you could pick out of the book and read it on its own and understand what's going on. And part of facilitating this is having Vo frequently be distracted or even completely forget about this quest for extended periods of her life. In the first quarter of the book, you see her through the eyes of other people. It's never actually, you know, first person or third person perspective hung over her shoulder. And the perspective of the book gradually grows closer and closer until by the fourth quarter, it is first person as told by Vo to you. That is where I am currently. I've just about finished outlining the first of what's going to be 4 or 5 stories of the final quarter of the book. I definitely could have finished outlining the book by now if I didn't do the podcast, and especially if I hadn't thrown myself into the ring with independent magazine publishing. But both those things have really benefited my writing in general, and this project in particular. I'll talk more about that in a minute. Meanwhile, there was a third thing that slowed down working on the novel, which is that by the time I finished getting like 3/4 of the way through outlining, which was around fall last year, 2022, Vo outlining had been the vast majority of my writing output for about 2 years. I started it before I launched this podcast. I had not only written the outlining that I'd done up to that point, I had written the original short story that birthed this project, and I had written, which is about a novel's worth of work, a TV pilot and pitch material for something that I called Wizard Bastards, which is an attempt to transform Vo into kind of like a hunting a wizard of the week kind of thing, episode to episode. Anyway, I still really like it. Who knows? Maybe I'll get lucky and sell it one day, but for now it looks unlikely that it will get made. And if you've been paying any attention to what's going on in the world of screenwriting, it's harder to make a living in that world than ever before. There's like existential threat level stuff going on there that makes me feel like it's probably done, that project. I'd also written a new, pretty short story. It's about 2,500 words, starring Vo, taking place kind of late in the first quarter, where she's starting to be like, maybe trying to be a hero is a bad idea, I don't know. Anyway, I'd written that short story. It's called Something Oath-like, and I am happy to report that you can now read it in published format, the very first ever published Vo story. You can read that in an anthology called A Book of Blades 2. I'll link to it in the show notes. It's put out by the Rogues in the House podcast, one member of which is Matt John, who has been a guest on the podcast twice now. Yeah, really good crew and a really great TOC with all kinds of characters in there, some of whom you'll recognize from the podcast, like Kirk A. Johnson, or from the pages of New Age Sword and Sorcery magazine, like Bryn Hammond. But yeah, with all of this Vo writing, by the time I'd finished the third quarter last fall, I kind of wanted a little break before I went into the fourth quarter. I also had a new character called Lilosta, who sort of burst into my brain almost fully formed, and I frantically wrote a short story about her. And you can read that, actually, in Whetstone Magazine issue number 6, which is available for free online. I will link to that as well, and I've ended up wanting to do more stuff with that character. If I talk about her more, I'll do that in bonus material for the Patreon, which I will also discuss a little further. So you can see how between a new character that was kind of exciting, really needing to take a break from Vo, keeping the podcast moving, and then diving into the massively consuming and interesting and big learning curve situation of trying to launch a magazine and then go straight from launching the first issue to doing a crowdfunding campaign to do more issues, to produce those issues through a professional printer as opposed to print on demand, which is a whole new universe of technical terms and things that you have to learn and figure out. And yeah, you can see how the novel has languished somewhat. As I say, despite all this, early this year I was like, I miss Vo, and I wrote a few hundred words of one of her stories that I'd already done an episode on in the podcast, and then took that, you know, forward into me outlining the final quarter. But as I say, I've only gotten just about to the end of the first of these stories in that final handful. Thinking about all this in early June, I thought, you know what? I made a vow when I launched this podcast that if I ever felt the need to put it on the shelf for a little bit so I could focus on getting the novel to a new important milestone, in this case, finishing the outlining, I would let myself do that. I would not let myself be bullied by the largely internally created pressure, but also there's a lot of advice online that's always like, if you do a podcast or a web show or anything like that, you gotta keep the content, the hashtag content, coming out on a regular basis. Regular updates are key. If you get people used to regular updates and then you don't have regular updates, the people will tear you apart. Yeah, sure. Okay. So I knew from past experiences doing web series and other things that that's not really the case. Sure, it can cost you some momentum or whatever, but what are your goals? What is the thing? And ultimately, the thing is the novel. So this is me letting you know that the podcast is going to go on kind of a hiatus so that I can just knuckle down, focus, and have the time and energy to finish outlining the novel. I say kind of a hiatus because there is one interview I'm really committed to doing, and that's going to go up whenever it goes up. I'm also going to see what I can do about lining up some guest hosts to come in and sort of pinch hit for me. Because I'm asking podcasters who already do their own podcasts in their spare time, it would be silly of me to promise a specific upload schedule or regularity. They'll happen when they happen, and as long as you're subscribed to the show on iTunes or any of the other distribution channels where good podcasts are found, or even just follow us on Twitter for as long as that's still standing, you know, you'll know when the new episodes come out. My hope is this will also give me the mental bandwidth to do something that I strongly recommend you do with any long-term project, which is to occasionally pause, step back, and reevaluate from top to bottom what you're doing to see if it still works for you or if it should evolve to change with how your life is changing. This brings me to talking about the Patreon. Now, Patreon is not, strictly speaking, writing, but it certainly relates to the careers of many writers and other creatives online, so I think it's reasonable to discuss it a little bit here. I launched my Patreon along with the podcast, which means it's about 2 years old, and it's had a little bit of growth, and I've enjoyed doing what I have done for it in terms of special content, but I've realized over the last few months that the way I've been running it hasn't really been making it blow up, and also no longer really works for how my life is functioning now as opposed to when I launched it a couple of years ago. Taking a cue from some podcasts I really like that are far more successful on Patreon and downloads together, I'm going to grossly simplify it so that it's easier for me to focus on making the things that it's supposed to support, and also so that I can have more fun doing what I want to do for it moving forward. Until now, it's had several tiers, each with very different kinds of rewards that you get as it goes up, and I tried offering editing services through the Patreon as a way of making them more affordable, but nobody was fussed about that. However, in the meanwhile, I still got editing clients through other means, so I guess I'm still in demand as an editor, which is nice. P.S. You can hire me as an editor. The rewards for patrons, were things that I promised to put out on a regular basis. Bonus episodes of the podcast, updates like blog posts on the exact numbers of how the novel work was progressing, and so forth. I'm very proud of what I put up there. There's almost 70 bonus episodes of the podcast, each one featuring me reading a chapter of one of my novels and then providing like a DVD special commentary about the writing of it on the back end, or a short story and doing the same thing there. But as I got deeper into publishing the magazine, my brain's sort of ability to focus on regular tasks and deadlines got consumed by that, and I found it harder and harder to find the mental bandwidth or the time to keep up with a regular schedule of updates for the Patreon, which made me feel kind of rough. I think there are people supporting me who just don't really care about rewards and are just there to support me, which is lovely. But even so, it was also less exciting to make new stuff for the Patreon than it had been earlier, because I'd been making the same kinds of stuff for almost 2 years. And it just started to feel like a chore I had to take care of rather than something I was excited to do. How you feel about something you put out on a regular basis is very important. And if that's how you're starting to feel, it's probably time to pause and reevaluate. So what does this all mean for the Patreon going forward? Well, I continue to really appreciate people supporting me on there. Even with relatively small numbers of patrons, it makes a real difference in my life by helping keep the wheels turning on the podcast and giving me a little bit of money that I can use to support my writing and my publishing endeavors. It's definitely helped out a few times there. So to make it easier for me to update the Patreon and make me want to update the Patreon more often and have more enjoyment in doing so, I have grossly simplified it. Right now, if you want to become a patron, there's only two tiers, both $5 Yankee dollars. The first one, you get all the rewards, including access to everything that's been put up there before, all those bonus podcast episodes, for example. The rewards going forward are likely to take the form of behind-the-scenes posts and occasionally recordings that I'm just going to put up when I feel inspired to do so, which may sound like a recipe for infrequent updates that to drop off precipitously to nothing. But here's the thing about me that I hope I've demonstrated through 2 years of this podcast. I love to share. And I love to discuss process, and there's not always room for discussing certain things in the podcast that I could put on the Patreon. I'm thinking like visual stuff, for example, getting sneak previews of art that's going to go into New Edge Sword and Sorcery before the magazine actually comes out. Also, another reason for me to get this flippin' outline done and get on with writing the first draft of the whole novel is that I would love to do writing jam sessions on the Patreon. I don't know technically how I would do that yet. Maybe I'll make a private Discord only for patrons. I'll figure it out. But the point is, you could join me while I'm writing and ask me questions and sort of see as, you know, I do my work and how that comes together. I've been doing something like that over on the New Edge Sword and Sorcery Discord every Wednesday at 7 p.m. EST, and people seem to have really liked it, and they'll work on their own writing usually in tandem, or their own drawing, or just doing the dishes and listen to whatever I'm jabbering about while I'm writing, and as I say, ask me questions and I'll answer them, that kind of thing. Also chat with each other in the chat. Meanwhile, new patrons will continue to get a shout out in the podcast, and all patrons will continue to get to listen to episodes of the podcast earlier. Just thinking about having the freedom to not have like a regular standard update makes me feel excited about the Patreon again, and gosh, if that isn't important. So yes, I'll link to the Patreon. It's still patreon.com/soimwritinganovel, but it is now kind of the Oliver Brackenbury Patreon, as I say, supporting me doing the podcast, the publishing, and the writing. Oh, and I just realized I didn't say what the other patron tier is. It's $5 a month, Yankee dollars, and you get nothing. Haha, which sounds so counterintuitive, but let me tell you, if you're ever thinking about doing your own Kickstarter or Patreon or any of that, there will always be some people who just want to support you. They don't want the knickknacks. They might not want it because they want 100% of their dollars to go towards supporting you rather than paying for the knickknacks. Or they might just want to support you and quietly get on with their lives and not have email updates and all that stuff. Finally, I'm just going to say a brief little bit about the publishing experiences I've had and how they relate to my writing, because it's fair to say, well, Oliver, if you're trying to clear more time for your writing, why not put the publishing on hold or even stop publishing, as well as putting the podcast on hiatus? Part of the reason is because independent publishing needs to keep its wheels turning a lot more than a free thing that you give away, like the podcast. People have paid me for issues 1 and 2 of New Age Sword and Sorcery. I can't just say, can you guys wait 3 months, or I don't know how long it's going to be exactly, so while I finish outlining this book. The other thing is that publishing, especially when you want to print professionally, runs on a very long timeline. If I want to put out 2 more issues of the magazine next year and not have it be quite as stressful as it has been this time around in terms of just, you know, timeline and learning new things, I need to start working on it practically now. I'm actually reading a short story right now that I'm considering for next year's issues. Also, I would love to expand to publishing books, and I'm already talking with a couple of authors about that, with plans for maybe doing a Kickstarter for that book next fall 2024. So I really don't want to drive that forward into like 2025 by taking a few months off of working on the publishing stuff, even if I could do so without angering all the people who backed the Kickstarter. And rightly so, by the way, I would not blame them. How does this all come back to my writing though? Well, I kid you not, a good way to improve your writing is to work with other writers, to read a bunch of other manuscripts, to edit them, to have discussions with the writers about the story, and just generally study writing through fresh manuscripts. Promoting the work I publish has given me a lot of exciting new connections and taught me a lot of interesting new skills that will help me when it comes time to promote Untitled Sword and Sorcery novel, which will have a name by then, I'm sure. If I end up trying to traditionally publish Untitled Sword and Sorcery novel, then my experiences as a publisher and editor will make me able to better work with and just understand the publisher and editors I'll be working with. You know, what they need, what they want, what they're thinking, how to interpret their feedback, that kind of stuff. And if I decide to self-publish, well then by golly, I'm gonna self-publish the hell out of this book by getting it professionally printed, potentially having all kinds of neat stuff on it like stained edges, embossed cover, whatever, all those kinds of wingdings that you can't do through POD. And again, I will have built up channels for promoting the book and sending it to other people. I've worked with artists in the magazine that I will definitely choose from for the cover and any interior illustrations, that kind of thing. Man, if I independently publish the book, I am going to make it the most beautiful physical object I can possibly afford to. Oh my goodness. Yeah, that gets me pretty excited too, which is great because when I thought about independent publishing at the time that I launched this podcast, I was deeply put off due to the negative experience I had with my second novel. And now here I am excited about it again because of what I'm learning and achieving through publishing the magazine and perhaps books down the line. And though it is definitely not a get-rich-quick scheme, when I look at writing the book, at making the podcast, at doing the publishing, publishing is the most likely avenue to eventually, working hard towards this obviously, give me a real income that could help me make creating my livelihood. And that is still what I want most in the world. That is still how I feel deep in my heart. Whether it's entirely from one thing, maybe I write a novel that blows up and I'm the next, you know, Stephen King or whatever, or I stitch together a pie chart of publishing income, writing income, Patreon income. Yes, patreon.com/soimwritinganovel. And yeah, however I stitch it all together or get it all from one source or whatever, that's what I want to do badly. Not because I think the universe owes me a livelihood and creativity, but because it's just what makes me really happy is doing this stuff. It's made me really happy doing publishing and finding out that I have a knack for most aspects of it. And I take incredible pleasure from creating something lovely, bringing it out into the world, and also from collaborating with all kinds of writers and artists and treating them as well as I possibly can, treating them the way I, as a writer, have always wanted to be treated by others. Okay, if you listened to episode 43 of the podcast, which came out last June and was the 1 year anniversary sort of episode of the podcast, as this is roughly the 2 year anniversary episode, you may recall I said a little promise to you, which was that I would not be obnoxious about constantly mentioning over and over and over again, give me money, buy my book, etc. Which, by the way, I don't think any creative should feel shame for, especially when talking on channels that people follow specifically to hear about what they're up to. But anyway, I get that it can be a lot past a certain threshold. So I'm going to keep my promise to only once a year on the podcast, really go hard on talking about these kinds of things. And I will give you a break moving forward beyond, you know, the somewhat obligatory podcast format reminder of the Patreon, which I don't know how much that really does. And that's going to be one of those things I reconsider as I move forward with the podcast. Do I even need to mention that every episode? Does it do anything? I don't know. Meanwhile, I will say this, the podcast will not end unless I put up an episode specifically saying it has ended. If you are hearing this and the date between when this episode went up and the date that you're listening, it seems quite far. Oh geez, Oliver sure is taking a long break from this podcast. I wonder if he's lost interest or whatever. Well, let me tell you, unless I get hit by a truck, I will come back and record more episodes, even if it's just one saying that the podcast is over, but quite likely it will be one of many more to come. I continue to enjoy doing the podcast. It continues to be a lovely way of meeting and getting to know all kinds of incredible people. And I mean, geez, I want to finish what I started. You know, I want to at least get us all the way through to publication and promotion of the novel, which will have a title, I swear to God. So thank you again for listening and for supporting me in any way that you choose to do that, monetarily or otherwise. It all is noticed and appreciated, I promise you. And yeah, if you want to read a new Vo story, which I don't actually know whether or not it will be included in the novel down the line, you can check out Something Oath-like in the pages of A Book of Blades, Volume 2, linked to in the show notes, or you can just search for that on Amazon. All right, talk to you later.